Today is Tuesday, March 26, 2024. My name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Epilepsy Awareness Day. It is National Nougat Day. I've heard some people pronounce it nougat. Maybe British people. I don't know, but nougat. It's also National Spinach Day. And American Diabetes Association Alert Day. So, if you have diabetes, you probably don't want to eat nougat. You probably want to stick with the spinach. I don't know. I'm not a huge fan. Well, I'm not sure. But there are candy bars, such as Snickers. And I feel like Snickers has nougat in it. But it also has caramel, and it has peanuts, and it has chocolate. But I feel like there are some candy bars that don't have anything except for nougat. It's like a Milky Way or something. Anyway, I could be wrong about that, because maybe it's not nougat at all. But how do they describe? It's packed with roasted peanuts, nougat. Yeah, they do call it nougat or nougat. So it's packed with roasted peanuts, nougat, caramel, and milk chocolate. I'm hungry. Snickers candy handles your hunger, so you can handle things that don't relate to hunger at all. And it's about 250 calories per regular size Snicker bar, which, you know, would fit in my calories depending on what I've eaten for the rest of the day, but I don't know. I'm hungry, though. Anyway, regardless, they do have nougat, but like Milky Way. So let's just look up Milky Way. Milky Way ingredients. Let's just look for Milky Way. I'm looking for Milky Way. Okay. I wonder, I bet it's the same company. I could look that up, but I can't talk and also Google things at the same time. But let's just look. Do they say? Oh, yeah. Caramel, chocolate, and nougat. I need something else. The only difference between Snickers and Milky Way is that they don't have the peanuts. But man, the peanuts really add something, because nougat by itself, nougat and caramel are just both soft, and then the chocolate is also pretty soft. Anyway, I'm not a huge fan. I'll eat it if there's nothing else. Sure. There are a lot of things that I say, you know, a lot of people say, oh, Adam, you know, some people say, I can't do a Trump impersonation, but some people say that I'm picky. Mainly because I don't like seafood. And we've discussed this a million times. I'm attempting to expand my palate. Right now, it is only like when we're traveling and we go to do something like a chef's table or something like that, where, you know, a chef's table, I do not ask them to make any modifications. Whatever they're going to give everybody, that's what they give me. If Mark wants to do something at a restaurant that's like, for instance, a tasting menu, a lot of times tasting menus, the entire table has to do it. I don't know why. I guess it's for timing reasons, because they don't want one person to get something really easy to make and, you know, one course or something, and two other people at the table get the tasting menu and the other person's sitting there with nothing to eat while they're watching the other. I don't know. Maybe something like that. But anyway, I am attempting to expand it, but it doesn't mean that I enjoy. See, that's the thing. I used to struggle with people who are like picky. And even though, again, people would say, well, Adam, you're picky. But I used to struggle. And now I think, you know what? they can't help what they like and what they don't like. I can force myself to eat seafood and say nothing about it. But I'm still, there is still a lack of enjoyment there. And in some cases, an actual disgust, like when I'm eating the thing. But I can't control that. Like there's not, you know, I mean, I guess I could, if I force myself to eat it enough times, maybe eventually I'll like it. I don't know. It's kind of like beer. People always said, oh, beer is an acquired taste. I will drink a beer if there are no other options, but I have never liked beer. I'll drink it, but then people call you picky if you don't like something. So I totally sympathize with those people out there that are super picky. I'm thinking Tom and Terry. I can't remember which one of them is picky, but if you don't like something, you don't like it. That's fine. That's okay for you to not like something. Bottom line, I prefer a candy bar that doesn't just have nougat. Nougat is okay, but there needs to be some peanuts or something else with it. It just, I don't want it by itself. Just nougat covered chocolate, basically, is what a Milky Way is, with caramel also. So I'm looking here. We have no contact. No contact. I just want to remind everyone, it's no big deal if you don't want to contact me, but I just want to remind people, if there are any new listeners out there, the phone number is 479-221-9393. You can call me. You can also text me. So if you're just, you know, just put the phone number in your phone. If you're out walking, listening to an episode or something like that, and you want to respond, you're like, oh my God, Adam, that is bull crap what you just said. You know, I totally don't agree with it or any, whatever. Whatever you want to say. You can totally just pull out your phone, send a text message. You don't even have to call me. You can just send a text message. Hey, you're full of bullshit, you know, or whatever. You know, whatever you want to say. So, but we have no contact. So if you want to hear contact from people or, you know, hear me respond to listeners, you should write or call in, dear listener. So we were talking about the weekend, and I don't remember exactly where we stopped. In fact, I'll just go to the website. That's easy enough. GeekyGay.com. And I will play so
anyway,
it.
Anyway, after that, until the we're still what 3:45. All right, for more episodes, you can go.
Mike's
car was done first, and mine was not done. And so we went and had brunch at a local place. And then my car still wasn't done. And they said it would be done. At this point, it was like 1:40.
So, yeah, we were talking about, there you go. I'm listening to my own show on my show. So, yeah, we had both taken our cars to the shop. Mine took about, the appointment was 11:30. We went and had brunch. Mine still wasn't done. Mark's was done. But they were like, oh, well, it's only going to be an hour more. And so I decided to wait because our house is 20 to 25 minutes away from the dealership. So there and back would be almost an hour. It would be 50 minutes, 40 to 50 minutes. And if it was going to be done in an hour, I would get home, sit on the couch for 10 minutes, and then get back in the car and go back. So I was like, Mark, you can go home. I'll just sit here. Well, it took them long. It took them about almost another 2 hours to finish my car. And my phone was running out of battery. And I had been watching YouTube videos, but then I'm watching this video on how to create a desktop UI in Python. I don't know why. I find it interesting. You know, I'm using Python for a few things, the programming language, Python, the scripting language, whatever you want to call it. And I thought, oh, that sounds interesting, but it's an 18-hour course on YouTube. And so I've just been playing it in the background, and like it's using something called tkinter, which is a library in Python for writing desktop UIs. Anyway, I was watching that, but I had to stop because my battery was running down. So I started listening to audio podcasts. By the time I got home, my phone was 1%. And I immediately plugged it in, and, you know, that was it. But so they did it, you know, $600, $700 with tax and everything for the 120,000-mile service. They changed the oil. They did a bunch of filters. They did some fuel injection thing. I just want to keep my car running well. They quoted me $600 to replace the middle console, which I wanted to do because the vinyl's coming off of it and it looks horrible. I'm going to do it. They also said one of my TPS sensors was indeed out. You remember Discount Tire told me all four of them were out, but it was only one. So they quoted me $200 for that. I'm also going to do that, but they're ordering the parts. Saturday night, we went to Culver's for burgers, and it was so good. I'm really enjoying Culver's. The quality is always good as compared to Whataburger, which is not. It's always hot. The fries are hot. The burgers are hot. They taste good. It's almost like the Chick-fil-A of burgers. The service is good. Anyway, we had that. Came back home. And then on Sunday, I went to church and then got back and I edited the mix, the gay mix. And I did my workout and everything like that. And Mark did a really long run, like a 16-mile run. And when he got back, we kind of watched YouTube videos. And I just didn't feel like doing anything productive. So I didn't. We started a new show called The Three Body Problem on Netflix. I was kind of tired, so I kept falling asleep. But it is good. I'm enjoying it. We're about 3 episodes in. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.